seen him work. He's great and mighty in everything that he does. I've seen him work. Praise God. It is Minister Daphne Smith, Purpose for Godliness. It is Saturday morning. I'm telling you, Saturday morning, praise and glory. Just so thankful to God and for everything that he's doing. And no matter what your day will be like or what you've planned to do today, I want to let you know that God desires to spend some time with you. Get up early. Help us, Jesus, and pray. And read your Bible and spend some time with the Lord and get you a cup of coffee. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me. So listen, it's Saturday morning. It's 8 a.m. out here in Southern California. Get your coffee, your journal, and your Bible. Join me Saturday morning, praise and glory. Let's get motivated this Saturday morning. I am your host, Minister Daphne Smith, and I thank you so much for joining me Saturday morning, praise and glory. Information announcements, recapping of yesterday's show. I'm going to try not to talk so much, but yesterday was such a blessing to me. Words of encouragement to help you with the purpose God placed in you. Call in number 347-989-0144 every weekend at 8 a.m. Join the conversation. Email me at purposeforgodliness@gmail.com with your prayer requests, your comments, your issues, your concerns, your suggestions you believe will help this ministry to grow. Check me out on Facebook, Purpose for Godliness. Check out our ministry, Lifeline Missions, on Facebook. Virtuous Women's Fellowship is on Facebook. Our conference is on Facebook. Listen, Facebook is where I am. I try to do other things, but I'm on Facebook. So check me out on Facebook. Email me anytime. Inbox me anytime. Email address again is purposed. It's the number 4. So it's purposed, the number 4, godliness@gmail.com. Type 4, you know, purpose 4. Type 4, godliness@gmail.com to submit all your comments and your prayer request. Okay, so I need you all to say one more time, I've seen him work. Amen. I've seen him work, and he will work in your life. He will work in your life. I praise God for his goodness and for his mercy and for his grace. And my pastor is here today. Yay! I don't feel like I'm all alone. So, Pastor, share. Pastor Melvin Smith, pastor and founder of Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center. Share with us, Pastor, what God has placed on your heart.
Okay. You know, it's a song that we used to sing in church. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord.
Mm.
You know, it's, a soldier for the Lord is different than being a regular soldier. And here lately, we don't have a lot of recruits. We have a lot of people that show up, but they're not a part. And I'm just, my thing is, are we really in the army of the Lord? Have we really been born again? Because soldiers sometimes have to fight. Sometimes you have to lose your life.
Mm.
And if you're really a soldier of the Lord, your life is given over to him anyhow. So my question today is, have you really ever thought about where your position is in Christ? Are you really a soldier? Are you just visiting to see us fight? What's going on with the believers now? I really don't understand. For us to be soldiers and we can't take anything, and then we can't be obedient to anything, we don't stand for anything, just... we need to ask ourselves, we need to examine ourselves. What kind of soldiers are we? Are we really soldiers? Are we spectators? I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't have put me on the radio today, but that's something to think about. That's something to think about, because I'm telling you, people don't want to believe it, but these are the last and evil days. And perilous times is coming. That's what scripture says, and you can see it on TV, walking out the house, wherever you are now. But it's one thing about it. None of us were meant to stay here. This is not our home. We're just moving through here. We're like vapors. We're going to disappear. But how are you going to leave anything? Can anybody say, my uncle, my father, my brother, my sister, my mother, they stood for Christ? We ought to have some kind of legacy. Somebody ought to be able to say, if nobody else was saved, I know so-and-so was saved. I know they were soldiers. Anyway, God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you so very much, so very much. The Bible speaks of a falling away. 2 Thessalonians, when Pastor was talking, I was looking up the scripture. 2 Thessalonians 2:1-3 says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means. That's the problem right there, deception. For the day shall not come except there be a falling away first, and that the man of sin, or son of perdition, man of sin, be revealed, the son of perdition. So there will be a falling away. There will be a falling away. And so we just have to be sure that our anchor holds in Jesus Christ. Amen. We just have to be sure that our anchor holds in Jesus Christ. Amen. So I've seen him work. Amen. I've seen him work. And all of us that have seen the Lord work, he is still working. He is still working. He is still doing signs and wonders and miracles. The problem is not God. It is us. Okay, so I didn't come to preach. I told y'all I'll try to play some songs and not preach so much this morning. So, listen, we just have to be careful of where we are in our walk with God and make sure, as I said, that we are on the highway of holiness. Amen. That we are not on the broad way. That we are on the highway of holiness. Amen. Okay. So another song. You have any comments? 347-989-0144. Or you can get in the chat room. blogtalkradio.com/Daphne Smith. Purpose for Godliness. Saturday morning praise and glory. All right. We'll be right back after this song.
Or have a
There's only one way. Some souls, boy, just take you there. There's only one way. One way to Jesus Christ. There's one way. All roads do not lead to Jesus. And I, you know, that other saying, it doesn't matter about the destination, it's the journey. That's a lie too. My destination is heaven. My destination is heaven. Heaven is my destination. That's where I am going. Amen. Eternal life through Jesus Christ is already in me. We all have eternal life in us. It just depends on where you're going, you know, because some of us is going to be with Jesus and some of us is going to the lake of fire to burn forever. I want to go with Jesus. That's my desire. Amen. So it's only one way. Y'all can tell I love the Lord. I really do. I love him and I'm happy in Jesus. Amen. Amen. You don't have to be sad. You can be happy in Jesus. I've seen believers in Christ going on to be with the Lord, and the smile that was on their face and the look of contentment and the presence of the Lord. And they were laying hands on the sick and the sick was recovering. They was on their way out to go be with Jesus. Come on now. Come on now. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. And I won't take it back because he's been so good to me. All right. Announcements. Okay. All right. So my question is, did you mark your calendar for August 17th through the 19th? If you have it, you need to mark your calendar August 17th through the 19th. Our annual Virtuous Women, Mighty Men of Valor Unity Conference is going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn, 1309 West Rancho Vista Boulevard in the city of Palmdale, California. It is going to be off the chain every year. The Lord blesses us. And listen, I'm telling y'all, I want to preach today. I don't know why. I'm trying not to. Listen, God is making a change. And our theme for the conference is next level. God is making a change. God is making a change. And those of us that are in Christ Jesus, we feel the change. God himself, is making a change. So whatever God is doing, like Bishop Paul Morton said, in this season, I don't want the Lord to leave me out. I want to be in and with the move of God. So our conference is next level. That's our theme. 1309 Rancho Vista Boulevard in Palmdale, California, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday next week. Conference registration is $60, $40 if you're going to the conference, $20 if you just want to go to our annual prayer breakfast, which you got to go to. Our speaker for the prayer breakfast is Prophet Robert Booker. We are going to have seminars, Pastor and I. We're going to be doing a seminar on Next Level, the process. We have guests from the Department of Mental Health, Minister Pharrell Looper, Pastor Jamie Ratliff Jones, Pastor Rod Sutton, Pastor William Jenkins, Prophet Robert Booker, Love on Purpose. I'm giving a shout out to In His Presence because they always come. We're just going to have a wonderful, awesome time in the Lord. You got to be there. Please show up, pack out the place. We're going to have an awesome time in the Lord. Again, it's next week, August 17th through the 19th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Oh, my goodness, 1309 Rancho Vista Boulevard in the city of Palmdale, California. Come on out, be with us, and just help us lift up the name of Jesus. And we're also going to have vendors, and it'll be a little different this year. I've asked every speaker if they have ministry materials, books, or what have you, to bring them. Listen, let's support our ministry, the people of God that we know, support them. We support everybody else that we don't know. We don't know them. We haven't shaken their hand. We don't know them, and we are making them multimillionaires. Oh, Lord, help me today. Let's support those that we know. These people that are coming to the conference are men and women of integrity that I know. And the people, even the ones that I don't know, the people that I've asked to bring them, excuse me, in, I know the people that ask some folks to come. So I trust them. I trust the God in them. So we're going to have a wonderful time. Again, next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 10 a.m. morning service, seminars, 7 p.m. evening service, 1309 Rancho Vista Boulevard in the city of Palmdale, California. Come on out and be with us. All right. Amen. Also, got to give a shout out to my church, to our church, Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center, every Tuesday, 6 p.m., every Thursday, noonday prayer, every Sunday, prayer at 9:30. Service starts at 10 a.m. Address is 381 386 Street East in the city of Palmdale, California. Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center. Come on out and be with us tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. I'm preaching. Come on out and be with us. Prayer at 9:30. Service at 10. Our pastor's Pastor Melvin Smith. Awesome man of God. Amen. Awesome man of God. I promise you, there is a word from the Lord for you. Amen. Amen. So we are moving right along. And the call-in number is 347-989-0144. Just going to play a Sunday morning medley. I know it's not Sunday, but I just want to play a Sunday morning medley. Okay, 347-989-0144. All right, join the conversation. Let's talk on purpose.
Now, I'm going to take you to Sunday morning praise and worship, old school style. Can I get some help in the house? Anybody remember these kind of songs? See, I got a few on this side that already picked it up. Play it again.
Everybody. Praise the Lord. Everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody. Everybody. Let everything that has breath, that's your only requirement. That you are alive and breathing. Let everything that has breath, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody, praise the Lord. Amen. Yesterday we talked about they devoted themselves. They devoted themselves. And I didn't want to miss the opportunity to share that again before we say goodbye this morning. They devoted themselves. And Acts 2. Amen. Acts 2. And I think I'm going to read it out of the Message Bible. And it's Acts 2. After the disciples, everybody that was there, the 120, was 120 that were there on the day of Pentecost, Peter speaks out and preaches, and the Bible says that they were cut to their heart. And that's something that the Word of God does. Sharing something with you that the Lord placed on my heart the other day. And I talked to Pastor too, that the Lord placed on my heart the other day. The Spirit of the Lord placed on my heart that God is not looking for rock stars. He is looking for spiritual mothers and fathers. Because there are a few of us, there's a whole lot of rock stars. But it's very few that want to be spiritual mothers and fathers. And the thing about that is that once you know, those of us that are spiritual or our desire is to please the Lord, we do suffer persecution. And so, if I'm a rock star and everybody loves me, I don't suffer too much persecution. But when you say yes to the Lord and start walking in the will and way of God, then there will always be a problem. I just want to say that there will always be a problem. Please don't let the people that are preaching the lie that we will not have to suffer. That's a lie. That's a lie. We are called to, and I know people don't like that because, we all want to just do our thing or whatever it is that we're doing, but we are called to suffer. This is a suffering way. It is a suffering way. So Peter says, and in the King James Bible, he says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And in the Message Bible, it says, change your life. Turn to God and be baptized, each of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so your sins are forgiven. Receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is targeted to you and your children, but also to all who are far away, and whoever, in fact, our Master God invites. He went on in this vein for a long time, urging them over and over, get out while you can. I love that. Save yourself. Save yourself from this untoward, save yourself from this wicked generation. Get out. Get out while you can. Get out of this sick and stupid culture. Oh, my goodness. Because this world is really in a stupor, sick and stupid culture. And it says that day about 3,000 took him at his word, were baptized, and were signed up. They committed themselves to the teaching of the apostles, the life together. Here's verse 42. They committed themselves, or they received the word. They committed themselves, and they continued steadfastly, King James says. They committed themselves to the teaching of the apostles, the life together, the common meal, and prayer. They committed themselves to the apostles' doctrine, the apostles' teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and in prayers. And it says, and everyone around, I'm reading again from the Message Bible, everyone around was in awe. All those wonders and signs done through the apostles, and all the believers lived in wonderful harmony, holding everything in common. They sold whatever they owned and pooled their resources so that each person's need was met. I was reading today, because of the persecution of the church or the coming persecution of the church, they pooled their resources. A lot of us, especially in the ministry, we brag on how many souls saved and you know, we pass out tracts, and you know, we, you know, even at Lifeline we do outreach every third Saturday. We do all of these things, and one day someone was showing me some tracts, some booklets that they had, and right when they were showing me, the Spirit of the Lord said, the church is won by persecution. I mean, immediately when I saw it, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, the church is won by persecution. If we are not being, that's when the church started being persecuted and they started running for their lives, that's when the word of God was spread. And sometimes we are comfortable. Even the church got comfortable in this, but they had to have a start and they had to have a beginning. And the beginning was the apostles' teaching, fellowship, the breaking of bread, and prayers. They were not supposed to be comfortable in that. That was the start of it. They were supposed to move out and spread the gospel. God has a way of allowing persecution to make us do what he desires us to do. Persecution will come. I know I said that last week. Offenses will come. We are going to be offended. Even Jesus was offended. Offenses will come. And the reason it comes, first of all, is there's sin in the world. That's why offenses come. And secondly, that is a tool that we use to spread the gospel. So the beginning of the church, the apostles' doctrine, the fellowship, the breaking of bread, and prayers. And this is a wonderful opportunity right now. I just feel that it's a wonderful opportunity right now for us to start again, recommit again to the apostles' doctrine, teaching, the fellowship, the breaking of bread, and prayers. It is a wonderful opportunity for us to do this. And listen, it's not everybody's not going to want to do that, but those of you, I challenged you yesterday, starting yesterday until the end of the year, I challenged you every day, read your Bible, every day, read your Bible. Every day, some type of fellowship. Every day, some type of breaking of bread. Amen. And prayer, especially. Every day, excuse me, every day. Do that. Do that. So back to the Message Bible. They followed a daily discipline of worship. Oh, my goodness. I just want to underline daily discipline of worship in the temple. We are not long rangers or long strangers. This is not a one-man show, even though we feel like it's a one-man show. And every now and then, I'm not saying it's a one-man show, but every now and then you are by yourself, but it's still not a one-man show. God is with us, and he will send people. I'm trying to tell this testimony. It is amazing, even with this conference coming up, of all the struggles Pastor and I have been in because of this conference, and every year is a struggle. And this year, it was a struggle. And I didn't really feel like fighting against a whole lot of stuff. But this year, the Lord put a team together. And it was amazing how he did it. The Lord did it. And I am so grateful that the Lord did it. Sometimes, you know, we have to walk alone. I mean, this journey is lonely. And we walk alone, or we feel like we're walking alone. The Lord is always with us. But physically, you know, we sometimes are alone. But if you hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battles, he will definitely work it out. He will definitely work it out. And here's the thing. They followed a daily discipline. They went to the temple daily of worship in the temple, followed by meals at home. And that's the thing. I know they were all excited about what the Lord had done. So, you know, when you are excited and it's new and you're in love, you can't get enough of one another. And that was the church. And we really need to go back to that, where we just can't get enough of the fellowship. Amen. Every meal was a celebration, exuberant and joyful as they praised God. People in general liked what they saw. Every day their number grew as God added those who were saved. Every day. And we said, well, God added as such that would be saved. But the reason the church grew was because they saw the excitement of the believer. Pastor just said it at the beginning. Oh, I just want to say, Pastor, don't you love the Holy Ghost? Pastor said in the beginning, what's wrong? We're not excited. We have lost our love for God, for the things of God, for the people of God. And I kind of know what it is. It is, you know, I don't want to say it. It's because we live in a sinful world, and, you know, we fight against this flesh. And we do. And sometimes the fight is strong, and it can wear on you as an individual. It can wear on you. We have to go back to being excited about our places of worship. We have to go back being excited about fellowship. And here's another thing about why some people lose their excitement, because when you're living in sin, my brother and my sister, when you're living in sin, you're not excited. You don't want to be around the saints because you know that something is going to be said that's going to convict your heart. So you don't want to be around the saints. You want to be around people that condone what you're doing. You don't want to be around your pastor. You don't want to be around your first lady. You don't want to be around the people of God. You want to be around those that are like-minded, doing what you're doing. So, like I said, it's a lot of variables to the reason we're not excited and why we don't want to be soldiers. Amazingly, I had asked someone to do something. And I was all excited about it. Here's another reason we lose excitement. Pastor started this, y'all. Asked someone to do something, and I was all excited about it. And Sunday when I walked into church, they didn't show up. Not only did they not show up, they didn't call or say anything. And so when you go through these things on a consistent basis, wears on you. And, it wears on you. And it affects your joy. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. And the excitement, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So I just want to encourage you, as I said before, challenge us. Here's the thing. I said yesterday, if we could get a few people, 12, Jesus started with 12, a few people in our congregation to devote themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. We would never have to worry about our pews being empty if we could get 12 to devote themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. We would never have to worry about keeping the doors open, finances. If we could get 12 people, a few people, to devote themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, and to the breaking of bread, and to prayer, we could transform our local churches. We could transform our cities. God, or rather, Christ in us, could transform our churches and our cities through us, the faithful, if we devote ourselves, come on, y'all, to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. So I'm challenging you, this invitation I'm giving out again, starting today. And don't respond unless, listen, and inbox me on Facebook if you responded. Hit me on Facebook if you responded. And listen, don't respond if you're not truly willing to devote yourselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. And the apostles' teaching is that we are going to spend time in the Word. We're going to allow the scriptures to change our lives. We're going to obey what God says and let Him lead us. Fellowship means we are going to fellowship with the saints of God. We are going to fellowship with activities and build a sense of community in our church. Come on now. The breaking of bread is that, not only the Lord's Supper. And let me tell you this. Most pastors, they don't mind if you go visit. I'm talking about those that are close. They don't mind if you visit other Sundays, but on first Sundays they like to see you there. That's like family and friends day, homecoming. They want to see you there on first Sunday. And if you're not there, they're offended and insulted that you're not there. And let me tell you this: most pastors, if they're good pastors, most pastors that are good pastors, good fathers, they're offended and insulted when you don't show up and you don't say anything about it. So the breaking of bread, you devote yourselves to the breaking of bread, to worship insofar as it is physically possible for you to be there. You agree to attend church services and to attend church even when you're out of town. You agree to devote yourselves to the breaking of bread and prayer, which is the key. Because it connects us directly to God. We pray regularly. If we don't, we have no power. That's why, you know, even if your church is having prayer services, you need to go. Because, you know, if we can lie and say, you know, we pray. And listen, here's the thing. If we are praying like we say we're praying, we don't mind being in church because that's part of our devotion and worship to God. Is attending church services. So, prayer. It is if the power lines are broken between us and the power station when we don't pray. So, if you respond to this invitation today, you are agreeing to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. You agree to attend your local church's prayer services. You agree to pray for your church, pray for God's people. You agree to pray for yourself that God will truly become Lord of your life. Not just Savior, because He saved us from our sins. He redeemed us and saved us. But we want Him to be Lord of our lives. So, as I said yesterday, I'm raising my hand. I'm the first. I make the commitment today to devote myself for the next 4 months. Lord, help me, and ask the Lord to help you too, and remind you to devote myself to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. And listen, I know you said, well, I said this yesterday, that we expect leadership in the church to do this, but and we should. I had someone say to me, I'm learning how to smile in the midst of what I call our rebukes to me and my leadership qualities. I'm learning how to smile through that because I get a lot of comments on my leadership abilities. And, you know, I should be the first. I should be this. I should be that. And I should. And I think people don't recognize that because we are in leadership, we must be superhuman or something. I don't know. We float on a cloud. Nothing ever bothers us or worries us. We never cry. We never go through changes or nothing. You know, it seems to be that. And I thought in 2017, people would come to the realization that we're all human. But when it comes to leadership, because God makes us look good, even in the midst of stupid stuff, folks just think that we just glide through. But we don't. We really don't. We really don't. It is the Lord. So I'm saying all this because, like I said, I'm making the commitment with the help of the Lord. And I'm first. I'm raising my hand now in my office studio to commit to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. So it like I said yesterday, this might be the most important thing we do this year, because it will be the start of something great in our lives. When the first century church, over 2,100 years ago, devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, fellowship, the breaking of bread, and to prayer, that was the beginning. And I'm going to tell you, persecution will come. It's not like it's, oh, well, maybe it won't. Uh-uh, it's coming. It's coming. Because after we do all this, we still have to spread the gospel, spread the word. We have to get out and spread the gospel. We can't stay in our little corner and be happy about what God is doing in our lives, in our four little corners only. Our job is to get out and to spread the word of God. So I'm asking you all that are listening and will listen, my brother and sister in the Lord, to devote yourself now, today, until the end of this year, to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer every day. And if you have a prayer request, you can email me at purposeforgodliness@gmail.com. You can inbox me on Facebook, and we can pray together. I am up usually around 4:30, piddling around my house, praying. Sometimes I fall asleep, but I'm up and I'm praying. So if you desire me to pray for you and with you, inbox me on Facebook. Email me at purposeforgodliness@gmail.com. And let's pray together and do this together as the body of Christ and watch God work in our lives. Amen. I'm not looking for a big mega ministry or anything like that. I really do believe the Lord put this on my heart to share. And the reason, there are several reasons. And the reason I said yesterday was because God placed it on my heart. But the reason I believe is God, because I've gotten confirmation from people that I know and from preachers on TV that don't know me and I don't know them. And I just want to give a shout out. I give a shout out to my own pastor first, Pastor Melvin Smith, and give a shout out to Bishop David Copeland. I'm telling you, I heard that man preach, and what was on my heart, he spoke. He spoke it. And I told the Lord, I asked the Lord, I said, that there has to be a scripture for this. Not only, and let me say this, I got 5 minutes. Y'all knew I was going to talk anyway. Even in Genesis, God did not just place man in empty space and build the world around him or the universe around him. God built the universe, built the earth, what we call the earth, built it and put us in there, and then said, have dominion. He made sure everything was ready. There is an order. There is a call to order. There is an order that the church is not doing as much as I see. I see, and I could be wrong because I'm saying this me. And the reason is that we try to be relevant. Political correctness does not work in holiness. It just doesn't. We are not here to offend you, but the word of God will offend. Political correctness does not work. Relevancy does not work in the sense that I'm so relevant that I leave God out. The Bible is relevant all by itself. The Bible is relevant all by itself. And all the accoutrements and all the things that we do to make ourselves look like a theater instead of a church, that's just my opinion. That ain't nobody's but mine. Okay, I'm old school. I like church to look like church. I love steeples and bells. I love church to look like church. And I've seen churches that look like churches. People need to see that there is a difference. And then when they look at the building, they see a difference. Okay, all right. I'm just saying, that's just me. All of this has been on my heart and on my mind. And apparently it has been on other pastors' hearts and minds. We must get back to basics. We must get back to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. We got to get back to it. That's the basic. In order for us to go to the next level, we got to go back to basics. So, I love you with the love of Jesus. Y'all know I love you. I really, 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 I really love you all. And I thank you all so much for listening to me and just kind of let me just go on share with you what God has placed on my heart. I appreciate you all so much, and I love you with the love of Jesus. Please keep praying for me, praying for Lifeline Missions. Win souls we must is our theme. So keep praying for us, praying for Lifeline Missions. Please come to the conference, support us in our ministry, and we will do our best to support and pray for you. Amen. We love you. We're praying for you. Love you with the love of Jesus. And listen, I really want you to know that God has put up his purpose and his plan and his vision inside of you. Amen. So let's do what God has placed us on this earth to do. And that is to win souls. All right. I love you. Praying for you. Keep praying for me. And I want you to know that you are purposed for godliness and have the most wonderful Saturday ever. In Jesus' name, amen.